Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Today, many are hoping that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates when officials meet later today. This is a regularly scheduled meeting, but it comes amid major turmoil following the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the sale of Merrill Lynch to Bank of America. Many eyes this morning will also be on AIG, the massive insurance company that is struggling, teetering along. Joining us for his take is Lawrence Larry Summers. He is the Charles W. Elliott University Professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, and he also served as Secretary of the Treasury from 1999 through 2001. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So what do you make of all of these developments?
We certainly haven't seen anything like this in my professional lifetime. The degree of disruption in the financial system of the United States. We've seen this kind of financial problem in other countries, and the U.S. has helped in the response, but never before in the United States. And the great question now is whether this profound trauma is going to spread from Wall Street to the real economy, how disruptive it's going to be in the real economy. I don't think there's any question that this is going to make it harder to get money to start a small business, that this is going to get money, make it harder to refinance a mortgage, that this is going to undermine confidence and that that's going to reduce spending. But I think the crucial question is how large those effects are going to be and how successful we're going to be in containing this financial crisis. And there, I think it's just too early to know. It's not too early to regret the kind of disengagement over the last half dozen or so years that brought us to this point, the failure to regulate the mortgages, particularly the subprime mortgages that are at the root of this, other regulators who just missed all the signs of the gathering storm, an administration that resisted providing assistance to the housing market for long enough that what ultimately happened was fine, but was too little, too late. It really points up the need for a much more aggressive and proactive economic strategy, both in responding to crisis and in establishing frameworks that will prevent future crises.
And there's no question the historians are going to be picking through all of this to figure out exactly where it started, how it started, and so on. But in terms of where we are right now today, clearly the Treasury Department as well as the Fed has been struggling to figure out exactly how to move forward. What do you think the Federal Reserve will do today?
You know, the habits of Treasury Secretaries die hard, and I neither predict nor make specific recommendations as to what the Federal Reserve should do. They have very difficult choices because, on the one hand, there are obvious strains in the financial markets. On the other hand, if rates are lowered, that may have adverse effects on confidence and on the value of the dollar, which could bring with it a set of other problems. So the Fed does not have attractive choices today. The main problem in the money markets is not the interest rates that the Fed sets, which are, after all, very low, or the Treasury's borrowing costs, which are, after all, very low, but the very large risk spreads that now almost every borrower is carrying, even some of the greatest financial institutions in the country.
Well, let's talk about that for just a moment. I mean, if I heard you right, you are advocating a much stronger interventionist, it would seem, approach to the economy, which some might say Bernanke and Henry Paulson have actually started to implement with some of the dramatic moves that they've already made. But yesterday, Henry Paulson seemed to suggest that the prosperity that you were involved in when you were in government was more like the springing of an enormous trap, which now has sprung, that the accumulations are the reason for the problem that we're having now that weren't watched on your tenure. What do you say to that?
I didn't hear him say that. It's preposterous. Certainly, with hindsight, there are things that might have been done differently in our time. But eight years later, you know, the principal excess that people talked about during our time, and you can argue both sides of it, was the tech bubble. But the tech bubble had burst and had started to grow again after 2001. This problem is a problem that's got its central place in housing. As Secretary of the Treasury, I was warning about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, was cheering Fannie and Freddie along in the purchase of subprime mortgages. Their regulator, as recently as a month ago, said that Fannie and Freddie were very well capitalized as institutions. So, you know, the things that, like all of us, I don't think that if we'd had the gift of foresight, we might have made some decisions differently. But if you look at the roots of this, the explosion in subprime mortgages, the fantastic growth in Fannie and Freddie's balance sheets, the major upgrading and the leverage of the investment banks, the having ceremonies where you celebrated with saws the reduction in the regulation of banks, a major commission to address the financial sector that devoted all of its energy to the competitiveness.
That's all on the Bush watch, right?
Regulation with London and none to the integrity
right.
of the markets.
That's all on the Bush watch.
That's all on the Bush watch.
Lawrence Larry Summers, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
He is the Charles W. Eliot University Professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, the former Secretary of Treasury from 1999 to 2001.
Catch up with us at The Takeaway on Twitter, Friend Feed, and Facebook. Here's your takeaway.
We have exactly enough time starting now.
That was author and columnist Thomas Friedman talking about dealing with the world's problems.
And if you want to deal with the world's problems, just send yours to us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Yeah, we'll take them.
I'm John Hockenberry.